समाकर्णताम् वाक्यार्थश्च विचार्यताम् श्रुतिशिरपक्षसमाश्रीयताम् दुस्तर्कात् सुविरम्यताम् श्रुतिमतस्तर्कोऽनुसन्धीयताम् ब्रह्मास्मीति विभाव्यताम् अहरहर्गर्वम् परित्यज्यताम् देहेऽहं मतिरुज्यताम् बुधजनैर्वाद परित्यज्यताम् क्षुद्व्याधिश्च चिकित्स्यताम् प्रतिदिनं भिक्षौषधं भुज्यताम् स्वादन्नं न तु याच्यताम् विधिवशात् प्राप्तेन सन्तुष्यताम् शीतोष्णादिविषय्यताम् न तु वृथा वाक्यं समुच्चार्यताम् औदासीन्यमभीप्स्यताम् जनकृपा नैष्ठूरम् उपसृज्यताम् एकान्ते सुखमास्यताम् परतरे समाधीयताम् पूर्णात्मा सुसमीक्षताम् जगदिदं तद्वादिदं दृश्यताम् प्राक्कर्म प्रविलाप्यताम् चितिबलात्नाप्युत्तरे श्लिष्यताम् प्रारब्धं त्विह पूज्यताम् अथ परब्रह्मात्मना स्थीयताम्
So we have got 40 minutes and we have to cover 40 steps. So the run rate is 1 minute per step. So it will be little bit faster. Be attentive. Vedo nitya dhiyatam, Veda. Which part of Veda is to be nitya dhiyatam? The karma kand, not the gyan kand, karma kand. Nitya adhiyatam, you have to practice every day. Unless you practice it every day, you will forget the mantra. You will not be able to do the karma kanda. Nitya madhyatam. What is the purpose? Purpose is to find out the goal of life and the means to reach that goal. Vedo nitya madhyatam is to be done in the brahmacharya, in the first 25 years of life. Purpose? You must know your goal. But the problem is we don't know our goal even today. What is our goal? Vedo nitya dhiyatam. And the means. Brahmacharya ashram over. Second step. Tad uditam karma sanusthiyatam. What is the purpose of grihastha ashram? Whatever vasanas you have got, whatever impurities of mind you have got, that is to be purified. How that is to be exhausted? By doing the karma. What? How that karma is to be done? As ordained in the Shastra. As said in the Shastra. What we have done so far? We have not read the Shastra and we have done the work which is not according to the Shastra. As a result, we have got more vasanas now. Whatever impurities we brought at the time of birth, the capital has increased. So you are rich now. So grihastha ashram is for the purification of mind. Whole grihastha ashram is for purification of mind. So you know about the nitya karma. Nitya karma you have to do. Naimittik karma once and while, that also you have to do. Both of them combined are called niyat karma. You know about the 5 yajna also. That is to be done. But how? What will happen if I don't do it? It may so happen that I am not doing it or I have not done it. So it is said, you are violating dharma. If you are violating dharma, you are committing sin. If you are committing sin, then there is definitely going to come some obstacles in your sadhana for in spirituality. Simple. If you don't follow, you are increasing your vasana. If you are increasing your vasana, that is an obstacle in your sadhana. Is it not so? simple science behind it. It will bring. Okay, then how this karma is to be done? How to perform the niyat karma? Tena sasya vidyatam apachiti. We are at this point of time is worshipping our own ego. We do all the actions for our own self. We are not worshipping Lord. So the scripture says that all of your actions should be for the worship of the Lord. Tena isasya, that Ishwar. For that, for his happiness, all the karma should be there, should be done or performed. And what we have done? We have done whole life, all karma, for my happiness, not for the Lord's happiness. That is to be done. We have done my security, my happiness. This is what we have seen. Who is Ishwar? He has created the whole world. He has given me the ability. But we have forgotten it. We are not doing anything for his happiness. So it is to be done in that manner. What is the method which we employ in the doing the havana? We say this oblation is for you, Lord. And those havans are no more possible in Kali Yuga. What can we do? We can offer our karma, all karma, not one or two karma. It's not one day puja of 2 minutes. No. All karmas from morning till evening, late night, jo aap sone ka pahle, jo bhi whatever karma you are doing, all should be for the happiness of Lord. Fourth step, kamme mati stajyatam. Kamme mati, bole selfish desire, you should renounce. Why? Because the selfish desire will create more and more vasanas. And more vasanas means you are giving blueprint to the Lord for your next life. Lord will give you a body according to your vasana so that you can exhaust your vasana. May not be human body. According to your vasana, you will get the body. Then after that, if you withdraw kamme mati stajyatam, what will happen? If you analyze, you will find that lot of time will be saved. At present, lot of time we are investing in just fulfilling our desire for sukh. There is two things, need and greed. Need we have to fulfill. Greed is only for the sukh. That part we have to remove. So if we remove that part, what will happen? We will have more time. So what should we do? This saved time should be invested for the spiritual sadhana, so that we can get the Lord in this life. Papauga pariduyatam. This papauga, Gurudev says, this vasana is your papa. Bole, you try to exhaust this vasana in this life. Second interpretation, papauga means sins. How you can remove your sins? Three methods. The best method is japa. Naam jap. Continuously you do naam jap. Whenever your mind is free, instead of thinking about past and future, you start thinking about the Lord. Continuously. Papauga paridhuyatam. Second, go to the Tirth Stan. Third, go for Ganga Snan. So these are the three steps. Or you can honestly repent that I have done this pap, I will never do it again. Honest repentance will also help you. Then after that, bhavasukhe doso anusandhiyatam. See that the bhavasukh, the sukh of the objects of the world, you will find. Now you can analyze it. It has given you temporary sukh, never gave you permanent sukh. It always related to three things, kamani, kanchan and kirti, putresna, vitesna and lokesna. All your sukh were related to only these three things. And for doing this thing, I have done adharma also. I have done unrighteous thing also, and created more vasanas. So what is to be done? Bhava sukhe doso anusandhiyatam. See these shortcomings. This is the shortcomings of all bhava sukha. They are temporary. They force me to commit sin, and they never gave me contentment, full contentment, and they will never give. Because my past experience says that I never got full contentment in Bhava Sukha. In future, will you get? you will not get.
Atmichha vyavasiyatam. So where will I get this permanent sukh? Bale atmichha vyavasiyatam. Now you come to the other side. This never gave me the permanent sukh. This will give me permanent sukh. Atmichha vyavasiyatam. So now you try to strive for atmagyan. Atmichha vyavasiyatam. Grihastha ashram is over. Brahmacharya over with the first step. Now the Grihastha ashram is over with the step number 7. Now starts with Banpras. Nij grihat turnam vinirgamyatam. Leave your home. Home means here Gurudev interpret that leave your attachment with your body. This is your home. Your Atman is in this home. Bole, leave attachment with this body. Or physically, you don't have to leave your house. What you have to leave is the attachment. Either you leave the attachment with this body, as Gurudev has said, and in general term, you leave the attachment with your house. Because attachment is an obstacle in your sadhana. Attachment is only the attachment which creates obstacle in the sadhana. So you remove. But that doesn't mean you will not take care of your family. You will take care, but without attachment. Without attachment means know that they are not the source of your happiness. You will stay in the house, but clearly you will know that they are not the source of happiness. Source of happiness is somewhere else. Permanent sukh is somewhere else. Then after that, sangha sasu vidhiyatam. The banprastha starts. Sangha sasu, go for sasanga. Why you go for sasang? Well, two things will happen. It will keep your flame of jigyasa burning. I want Atman, I want Atman, Atman. When you go to the satsang, they will always tell you that you must strive for the Atman, the permanent sukh. It is available here, it is available now. You get it. And they will tell you the sadhana also. Then, Bhagavato Bhakti Dhidha Adhiyatam. In satsang, when you go, the Bhagavat Bhakti will also increase. First is the flame of jigyasa will be burning and the bhakti. They will tell you, you do the bhakti. So bhakti will be strengthened. Who is Bhagwan? Bhagwan has got 6 bhaga. Aishwarya, Virya, Yas, Sri, Gyan, Vairagya. We have all seen this thing. And how is this devotion? Well, this devotion you can do. Navada bhakti is there. That also you know. How it is to be done? Bole, you can start with patram puspam toyam phalam. First step. Like we tell our children before going to school, go to the altar, you do the namaskar. This is the starting point. It's the basic first step. But after that, yat karosi, yat asnasi, yat jyosi, yat dadasi. Whatever you eat, or whatever you give in the oblation, or whatever you give as a dan, do it for the Lord. It's nothing but karma yoga. And after doing that, santadi parichiyatam, then you must have the inner wealth. Outer wealth will not help you to get realization. $1 trillion will not help you to get the realization. You should have inner wealth by which you can get it, get there. What is that? Sat sampatti. Samdam, uparati, titicha, shraddha and samadhan. So these wealth are required. And equipoised mind is also required. Equipoised mind, samatha, sambuddhi. Why? Bole, this will help you in the sadhana. How you can get it? Bole, by the prasad buddhi. We get agitated when we get the fruit of action. If the karma phal is not according to our liking, we are agitated. If it is according to our liking, we are happy. So either we are throwing party or we are depressed. So it should be equipoised. Once the mind is equipoised, then you are fit for the knowledge of the self. Why equipoised mind is necessary? Equipoised mind is necessary that makes you fit for the knowledge of self. And when we bring in Ishwar in our life, then what will happen? Our likes and dislikes are neutralized. Don't see what comes in the life. See where from it is coming. You see, just change your vision. Don't see what is coming in the life. Take it as a prasad buddhi. See who is giving that. Your attention should be there. Ishwar is giving me. Karturagya prapyate phalam. It's not the fruits of action is not in my hand. It's the kartu, the jagat karta, he is giving me. So our attention should be to the Ishwar. He knows best for me. Kya mere ko kal chahiye, he knows. So if you bring in Ishwar, it will neutralize. Okay. Then, dirataram karmasu santajyatam. The same scripture told you to do karma yoga. Now it is saying, dirataram karma, now you renounce those karma. They have given their fruit of action. They have purified your mind by karma yoga. Now you need not do the karma yoga. Log kya karte hain, what they do? They do the sadhana throughout the whole life. Puja roz sabere baith ke karte hain. It is continued till death. Studying the scripture, Ramayana part or Gita part, continuing and whole thing. They don't know the next step. There is a step after that also. The same scripture is now saying, stop karma yoga now. Dhirataram, because you have done throughout the grihastha life. Now you have to leave it, those karma. Then what is to be done? Sad vidwan upashriptatam. Bole, now you go to the vidwan. Which vidwan? Not guru of physics and chemistry. Guru sad vidwan. Sad vidwan? The one who can tell you about the sat. Sat means satchidanand. Who is that? Bole, he is the sadguru. Bole, who is sadguru? Mandukya Upanishad say there should be two qualifications. Srotriya and Brahmanishta. Srotriya means he must have studied the scriptures. Brahmanish, he is abiding in that. And two more added qualifications are required, that he must have got the knowledge in the Guru Shishya Parampara, and he should be able to communicate to you. He should be able to pass on that knowledge to you. That capacity he must have. Then how to approach Guru? Pranipatena, Pariprasnena, Sevaya. You should surrender, Pranipat, surrender it to him. Go with the empty mind. Don't go with the preconceived notions. Otherwise, you will not be able to learn anything. Zero. Why? One seeker went to a Zen master. He said, I have come, I have studied this, and so many things I have studied. Now I have come to you for the knowledge of the self. And the Zen master was pouring tea in the cup. The cup was overflowing. He said, you don't know? The cup is overflowing. The seeker is telling the guru, well, that is what I am going to teach you. Your cup is full. Your mind is full. Even whatever I give, it will come out. It will not be in the cup. So you empty your mind first. Pranipare, pranipasthena, surrender. Then serve guru. Why we should serve guru? For the tuning of mind. I should know who is my guru, and guru must also know who is my shishya, what is his capacity, what is his capability. Accordingly, he will give you the sadhana, and sadhana will help you in further progress. How to recognize guru? Well, if your mind is uplifted in his presence, know that your guru has come. Otherwise, humko kaise pata lagega he is my guru? You can find out your pratidin tat paduka sevyatam. Pratidin tat paduka sevyatam means serve him as the sandal serves a feet. Your sandal is serving without expecting anything from you. Similarly, you serve your teacher like that. Why should I serve? Again, for the tuning of mind. Why should I serve? Arey bhai, he is not expecting anything from you, but he is ready to give you everything which will liberate you. Nobody else can give you this thing. That is why you have to serve. Guru will help you to cross the sansar sagar. Brahma ekakshar arthatam, he will give you the omkar sadhana. Omkar sadhana means he will give you the om jap. He will tell you about the om, what is the meaning, what is the three avasthas related to it. And by doing that, your chit will be single pointed. Mind will be single pointed. The whole idea in Vanaprastha is to concentration of the mind. So Brahmacharya Ashram wants to know what is to be done to purify your mind in Grihastha Ashram. In Grihastha Ashram, you are applying the Karma Kanda to exhaust your vasana so that your mind is purified. In the Vanaprastha Ashram, it is the concentration of mind. The Guru has given you the Omkar Upasana, a jap of Omkar he has given you. And by doing Omkar Upasana, if you leave the body, you will go to Brahmalok. There Brahmaji will give you the knowledge. Then there will be Kram Mukti. And if you continue here, then further progress will go on. Shruti Shirovakyam Samakarnatam. Shruti Shirovakya, he will give you the Mahavakya. He will tell you about the Mahavakya. Who will tell you? Sadguru will tell you about the Mahavakya. Tattvamasi. These Mahavakya are not big sentences. It is small sentences, but all Mahavakya has got only one essence in it, is that the Jeeva Brahma Ekya. All Mahavakya will tell Jeeva and Brahma is one and the same. Okay, then after that, next step, Vakyarthasya Vicharyatam. Then Tattvamasi, what does that mean? Think on that. Tam is Jeeva. As a Jeeva, we know who am I. Jeeva is known. But Tat, that Lord, that Brahman, I don't know. Who will tell me about that Tat? Bole, that Tat will be known by the scriptures. Who will tell me what is written in the scripture? Four Vedas. Even if you try to read the whole four Vedas in this life, impossible. Not possible. Guru will tell you out of this, this much is this you need. This is for you. Here you are. Everything is served on your table. But still I am not able to understand how that Sarva Shaktiman and I am Alp Shaktiman, he is Buddhiman, I am Alp Buddhiman, Alpagya, Sarvagya, Sarva Vyapi, I am Alp Vyapi. How these two things can be one? But when your Mahavakya says so, when scripture says so, it is true, it is fact, accept it. Accept it, it is true. He will explain you how it is true. If I am not able to understand, then there is something shortcoming in me, not in Guru and not in the scripture. Scriptures are perfect. Many people have passed that way and reached the goal. If I am not able to understand, that means there are still impurities at this level. This impurity has to be removed. How can we remove this jagat? Jagat is whether sat or asat. Sat means trikale tishtati. It never stays for three times. Can I say it is asat? It is not there at all? No, that I also can't say. It stays for one period of time. Why one period of time? Your jagat is not there when you are in deep sleep. Is it there? It's not there. So a thing which is there for a limited period of time, it is always illusion. Snake on rope, silver on seashell, it's for a limited period of time. The moment you come to know the rope or the seashell, it's gone. Similarly, when you come to know the Brahman, the substratum of this world is gone, it's not there. It's only an appearance. So, Jagat, Shruti Siripaccha Samasriyatam. Bole, there are Shruti Siripaccha. There are many philosophies. But you always depend on the Shruti, on the Veda. Not all. There are six Astik Darshan and six Nastik Darshans, which we have seen. Astik Darshan are Nyaya, Vaisheshik, Sankhya, Yoga, Mimamsa and Vedanta. They all have got different connotations about their Atman. Their definition is different. You want to study? You study. But hold on to the Shruti, the Veda. When there is a difference between these philosophies and whatever is said by the Shruti should be followed. Why? Because these are all authored by some Rishi and Munis. And Shruti Vedas are coming from the Lord. So in case of difference, we should bank upon Shruti. Dustarkat Subiramyatam. Dustarkat, like Nyaya, Sankhya and Vaisheshik say that there are many Atma because the joy and sorrow of every person is different. That is there. These philosophies say that there are many Atmas. But the Vedanta says there is one Atma. So why there is a different sukha, dukha of different persons? Because the mind and intellect is different of each person. That is why the sukha and dukha are different. In one family, one person is dukhi, other persons are sukhi. It is because of their mind and intellect. It's not the Atman. Atman is one only. Shruti mas tarko anusandhiyatam. Find out the essence according to the Shruti, according to the way, according to the Veda. How should I find out what is the common in the whole world? How can I find out the Atman or Brahman, which is the substratum? Find out the common. How to find out the common? What is common between table and cloth? Not tablecloth. Between table and cloth, you will say atoms are common. Okay, what is the common between the space and the chair? Then you will come to existence is the common thing. You come to the common. This way you can reach the existence. Because existence you will find everywhere. But I have heard of everything. I know this Jeev is Brahma. Everybody is saying, you are Brahman. But still I am suffering. Why so? What is to be done? Next step he says, Brahmasmiti vibhavyatam. You have to think that aham brahmasmi. Why I am sorry? Because the aham deosmi is still there. This deha is giving you the problem. This deha made of Panch Mahabhut or Trigun, and the whole world which is also made of Panch Mahabhut and Trigun, this is giving you suffering, not the Atman. But we have got deep rooted conviction that I am this body. That is giving the problem. So Brahma Smiti Vibhavyatam, continuously Brahma Smiti, Brahma, Aham Brahma, Aham Brahmasma. And I give you the example, at present you are chairastha. I am not telling you get up from the chair, throw the chair. Only know that you are not the chair. Very easy to understand. Similarly, the Atman is seated in this body, bodhistha. Don't leave the body, I am not saying. But know that you are not the body. Only this much is to be known. Vibhavyatam, ahar har garbha paritajyatam. A pride may come. Why? Oh, now I know. Jeev Brahma ekta tattvam asi. I am Brahman. Or I am able to chant Bhagavad Gita slok. Others are not able to. Pride may come. But this pride you should not have. How should we remove? Well, two ways. One is, why you think you are limited? Why you have a pride of one house? Become a Brahman, the whole world is yours now. Second, how long we will be your youth with you? How long we will be your money with you? How long your children will be with you? So, kis cheez ka garb hai? They are not going to stay with you. So you should not have any pride. Then after, dehe aham mati rujyatam. Dehe, this deha, I am this deha, this is to be renounced. Why? Are this is assemblage, and all assemblages are meant for others. Car is also assembly of so many parts. Is it meant car itself is enjoying? This whole building is also assembly of so many parts. Is it for the enjoyment of the building itself? It is for us. Similarly, your body is also assemblage of so many parts. Is it meant for you? Meant for others, to serve others. Dehe aham mati tarjatam. Then after that, buddha janai bandha paritajyatam. Buddha janai. Don't argue with the wise person. What will happen? Well, there will be two things. Either ego will come or you will create more enemies. Buddha janai always say, I have come to debate with you. He will say, I am ready to accept your defeat. You are jnani. Accept it. Or what will happen? The love will stop immediately. Buddha janai, he will keep quiet. Who is loser? No more knowledge to you. No more jnana. Khatam ho gaya. Buddha janai bada paritajyatam. Then after that, to make my sadhana perfect and to make 100% dispassionate, the Lord says now, the Shankaracharya says, chud vyadhi cha chikasyatam. Chud vyadhi, chud means hunger, vyadhi means disease. These both should be treated. Don't go on doing fast and fast, harsh and fast like Dhruva, I will get. No. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, they are torturing me. I am sitting inside, they are torturing me by giving me pain. So don't do that. Chud vyadhi. If the vyadhi comes, get it treated. Don't say prarabdha se aaye, aap kya kare? I have got the malaria. I will not go to the doctor. This is my prarabdha. I will have to face it. No. Get it treated. Or chudha, hunger itself is a vyadhi. And this should be treated by giving food continuously, thoda thoda dena hai. That food is to be sanctified by doing brahmarpan, brahmahavi, brahmagno, brahmanahutam, chud vyadhi chikisam. Pratidin vichau sadam jabhujyatam. Pratidin, you have to, we are talking about sannyasi. And what is sannyasi supposed to do? He is not supposed to cook himself. No agni. That is why sannyasi has to beg. He will go to the five houses, mila to theek hai, nahi mila to khata. Aaj nahi hai. Swadannum na tu yachatam. No tasty food. Where? In sannyas ashram. You are sitting in the cave of Himalaya. And now you are thinking of pizza. Batao kahan milega. Ho gaya na sadhana khatam. You will come down to the plains to find out pizza. Ho gaya. Sadhanam to nayachyatam. Vidhi vasat praptena santushyatam. But vidhi vasat, because of your prarabdha, if you get it, have it, khatam. It's not that aaj bichha hai, to bichha mein aaj pizza mila, to khao. Nothing wrong. Vidhi vasat, it is my prarabdha, I am getting it. Vidhi, use it, khatam karo. Vidhi vasat. Then after that, the three disturbances may come from the body level, speech level, and the mind level. So, sitosna visayyatam. Sitosna, what can I do? Endure it. 20 inches of snow. I can't do anything. Endure it. Sitosna visayyatam. Natu brithavakyam samacharartharam. Brithavakya, speech. Maximum energy goes when you speak. Vrithabhakya, bala unnecessary, don't talk. Conserve your energy. And then after that, this conserved energy should be utilized for sadhana. Vrithabhakyam samuchyartham. Audasinya abhisipyatam. Be indifferent. That doesn't mean that you will not have emotion. You will have emotions, but don't become emotional and get your intellect clouded by that. Jan kripa nashturim utsrijyatam. Jan kripa, sympathy. Don't take the sympathy. Otherwise, what will happen? Well, you will become slave of others. If somebody is giving you continuously help, you will become whatever he says, chalo uska baat mano. Nahin, jan kripa. Nashturim, jan kripa,
I told you the story of the Bharat also. He had to take another birth as a deer. Sympathy. Lord will take care. Is it my, the whole world is mine? Vasudeva Kutumbakam, he is the supreme head of the family, he will take care of. I have to complete my sadhana, so let me do my sadhana. And Nishthurta, harshness. I told you the story of Nahus. He became Indra, and after that, he has to come down as a sarp, as a snake, fallen from the post of Indra to the snake. Then after that, Brahma Karbiti, ekante sukhamasyatam, going to the solitude. Solitude where? Bale in mane, bone and kone. What is mane, bone, kone? In the mind, or in the forest, or in the corner of your house. Wherever you find, ekant, solitude. What should I do in the solitude? Paratare cheta samadhiyatam. Paratare. Paratare means this. Om. So my attention should be on Om. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Continuously you should do that. What will happen if I do that? In my vasana, here, there will be recording. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. What is recorded here at this point of time? Aham Deosmi, Aham Deosmi, Aham Deosmi, Aham Deosmi. When Aham Brahmasmi goes there, so two contradictory things can't remain at a one place. As the light removes darkness, similarly, the truth will remove the false. What is truth? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi is the truth. What is the false? Aham Deosmi is the false. Who will overpower whom? Not Aham Deosmi overpower Aham Brahmasmi. Truth will overpower false. This is the science behind it, why it is required to be done. Okay, Purnatma Susumichyatam. Then after that, you are able to see the Purnatma. Then next step is Jagatidam Tadbhajitam Drishyatam. After you come back, Jagat will be there. Jagat will not be destroyed. Even after realization, the world will be here. But for you, it is falsified. Falsified means what? Falsified means Naam Roop is falsified. As a goldsmith sees only gold in all Naam Roop. And when we go to the jewelry shop, what we see? We see the Naam Roop. This is necklace, this is ring, this is bangle. Our attention is on the Naam Roop. But the goldsmith's attention is on the gold. Similarly, when you are realized, now your attention will be on the substratum, not the Naam Roop. Whole Jagat is what? It is a Naam Roop. Ignorance sees only Naam Roop, not the substratum. Realize will see the substratum always. Naam Roop is superimposed on that. Prak karma pravilipyatam. Prak karma, the moment you are realized, your all prak sanchit karms are roasted. They will not fructify. Why they will not fructify? You know that you are a karta now. If you are a karta, you were never a karta in the past also. So whatever actions I have done in the past, those actions are, I never did. So those actions will not fructify anymore. Prak karma pravidipyatam. Chiti balat api uttarai srishyatam. Chiti balat, because of the knowledge of the self now, uttarai, whatever actions I will be doing after realization, that also is not going to fructify. Prak karma gone. All my previous actions are roasted. And after realization, whatever actions I do, because of my knowledge of self, they will not give fruit. But all actions have got equal or opposite reactions. Karma fill will come, but who will take this karma fall? Not Sadhguru, when who will take?
The devotees will take.
Devotees will take.
those who worship him, those who serve him, they will take punya of guru, and those criticize,
they will take the
harm, they will take the papa. So the advice given is, if you don't want to accept somebody as a guru, don't accept it, but don't criticize. If you are not ready to accept the pap by not serving, by serving, punya by serving, at least don't criticize. Why take pap? Chup raho. Chiti bala. Praradham ti bhujyatam. So we have seen what has happened to our prak karma, roasted. Future karma will not. What of the prarabdha, which has already fructified, and for that, to enjoy and suffer, I have got this body, I have to enjoy and suffer, nothing can be done. A jnani and a jnani both have to suffer or enjoy prarabdha. Nothing can be done. But the people, when they see a realized person suffering, they say, this realized person is suffering. Ask the realized person, he will say, no, I am not suffering. Body is suffering. And I am not body. I have already reached here. I am sitting here. I am chairist in body, but I am not body. This we have already decided. Khatam. Then after that, atha parabrahmatmana sthiyatam. After that, you stay there as a Brahman. No more ego. No more ego. Ego is gone. Ego is dissolved. We have covered 40 steps in 40 minutes. Next we will take Tattvabodh, but that will be after
Shivratri.
Shivratri on the Saturday, next Saturday is a teacher's meeting most probably. And after that, on 21st Saturday is Mahashivratri combined session. 28th we will start Tattvabodh. What other texts, Amma?
Any other,
Amma, I have to train the teachers and make their base very, very strong. The whole idea. Normally, Amma, this sadhana panchakam is taken within 3 days. Now you tell me, can anyone justify? Can anyone complete in 3 hours? Not possible. How many things are there in that? In Tattvabodh also you will find many things, many things. I want to make the teacher's base very, very strong.
I have done Tattvabodh 10 to 12 times.
I know. I agree with that.
And every time we get something new.
Something new. Every time.
Guruji says, I have done 100 times, but every time I study, I get something new.
Guruji also says, please revise.
Please revise.
And everybody should have the book. Those who don't have, please get the book.
No, book you have to bring.
Book you have to bring.
From next day onward, I want book in everybody's hand. Otherwise, how can you learn without the book?
If this is for the benefit of all teachers should be here. The ones who come, the ones who are not done, don't come.
Yeah, Amma, those are not. Many people ask the realized souls, why people are not coming if this knowledge is so much powerful, it will liberate you. They say they are not adhikari. They are not adhikari. What can you do? We can request again and again we will say. It is not only benefit you personally, it will benefit your family, it will benefit your succeeding lives also. So have it. Chalo. One more thing I have to announce. We are starting Bhagavat from next Tuesday morning 9:30 to 10:30. So those who can come, or you can spread the word, those who want to come, they can come and join.
From 10th February,
10th February, Tuesday, 9:30 to 10:30.
10:30, Tuesdays.
So what is the text on Sunday morning that you are going to take?
Sunday morning we are going to take is Tips for Happy Living, written by Pujya Guruji.
That is from 10 to 11.
And we...
Jeevan Sutrani.
Jeevan Sutrani, same. Oh, and in the morning we are taking that Upadesar, Ravan Maharshi. That already we started. From 7:30 to 8:30.
Hmm? Ama, it's very light text, Jeevan Sutrani.
That's
for the SAT. SAT, those are who are the beginners, newcomers. Manasodhana we have finished.
From 10 to 10.
You know how many texts we have done? Those who are missing. Next time, second time, we are not going to do.
Sunday, right?
Huh?
You are doing them on Sunday.
Sunday,
from 10 to 11. We have finished that.
See, how many texts? Chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita over. Chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita over. Chapter 14 we are doing. We are doing it very, very thoroughly.
Chapter
12
14. Also.
We have done Isavasya Upanishad. We have done Khatam Sadhana Panchakam. We have completed Manasodhanam.
Chapter 12 also.
Chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita we have done. You see? So if we have completed 4 out of 18 chapters, those who have taken benefit, they will get the benefit. Don't expect that we will start from chapter 1 again. Not possible. So take the benefit. Huh? Yes. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari
Sorry, I cannot come.
No, it's okay.
That's right.